guess the opposite of that question. What were some really good interactions that you had in trying to interview these people during this time period?
I'm really hard pressed to say any of the experience was pleasant.
Oh, no.
But I also have this, I mean, you made this image come to mind and I was kind of reliving it. And it was the night that the city council had accepted the petition and was doing all this testimony and was eventually going to be ordering it to the ballot. And I had to, it was a long night and I was going back and forth. That was when our offices were still downtown. And I was going back and forth between our building and the city hall and trying to file a story for print and keep stuff going for the web, and that was grueling. But I was stunned that as I was walking back and forth between the two places, that like I'd walk past Dan's bar and they were playing the city council on the TV. I mean, here's a jovial place you go to, like, avoid your troubles. And the community was so riveted. I mean, that wasn't the only one. I walked by a couple other places where that was what was on the TV, not the, whatever game was on that night or whatever CNN thing was on that night. It was our frat band hearing was playing as I was going back and forth and just sort of have this feeling like, wow, I have the privilege of being in the front row when all this stuff is happening. So I did feel kind of an obligation and an honor, but to say that it was any of those memories are happy, I can't. That's really hard. I met a lot of people I respect and admire. That was nice. But as an experience, it was grueling. I guess it'd be like running a marathon, and then when you're all done, you go, well, I did that. Mm-hmm. Well, how was it at a mile 17? I don't know. I don't remember mile 17. But I finished.